Lac La Biche. In addition to exciting ice races, aircraft fly-ins, and other events, the 41st Winter Festival of Speed, which took place from February 24-25, also provided the opportunity to learn about trapping. A trapping display organized by Lac La Biche Trappers Local 1120 was set up on the ice in the town square area that was also the site of concession booths, and an ice and snow sculpting competition. There were no speed traps set up at the recent Western Canadian Ice Racing Championships hosted in Lac La Biche, but there were other kinds of traps on the frozen ice surface that served as the stage for the annual Lac La Biche Winter Festival of Speed. Humane animal traps and examples of historic trapping equipment was again on display at the weekend racing spectacle. While car racing and trapping may seem like an odd partnership, Vic Toutant, the president of the Lac La Biche Trappers Association Local 1120, said it's been a good mix over the years. Toutant, who has served as president of the Lac La Biche Trappers Local 1120 since 2014, said the draw of the races, along with snowmobile events, ice carving, an on-ice airstrip and many other unique events, draws crowds to the ice, and an opportunity to educate the public about the trapping industry. He says the hope of the organization is that people will become educated on humane trapping equipment and what happens with furs from start to finish. Toutant added that this year's displays were well attended and drew a considerable amount of interest. We had a lot of people coming through over the weekend asking great questions about trapping and also people interested in joining our local trapping organization, he told Lakeland This Week, adding that the Trappers Group has been involved with the Festival of Speed for the past 6 to 7 years. The display held inside of a tent featured humane traps, snares, as well as all local fur-bearing animals were exhibited along with finished fur products available for purchase that included mitts. Most of these furs, Toutant said, have been caught by local trappers. There also was a mini forest set up with various sets where people were shown how trapping is done. Included in the trapping event was an axe-throwing competition. Lac La Biche Transport provided the funds for the cash prizes and there were a lot of competitors over the weekend, Toutant said. According to Toutant, in addition to browsing through the display, some people inquired as to how they can become trappers. Become certified as a trapper, he explained, requires one to take the Alberta Trappers course, which is held in Lac La Biche 1 to 2 times during the year. Trapping for animals is often associated with times past, and members of the Trappers Group dressed in traditional fur clothing as they met with festival goers. The local area, Toutant said, played a historical role in the historical fur trade. Lac La Biche was a big part of the fur trade in early Canada where Lac La Biche was the little divide between the Athabasca and Beaver River systems, he said. When asked about the state of the industry at the present time, Toutant said fur prices are down. For the reason for this, he added, is due to the fact that a large portion of fur sales had been to Russia and Ukraine. While there's been a slump in prices, there is still a lot of trapping taking place in Canada, he stated. This includes animal control to protect roads and other infrastructure in both cities and rural municipalities, and to protect livestock as well as people living in urban centers.